Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
The FT.
All my life, I've had an intense and deeply troubled relationship with time. I can always tell you the time to the nearest 10 minutes without looking at my watch. I'm excessively punctual. As soon as I wake up in the morning, I take stock of exactly how long I've been asleep. And I always have a firm idea of what I need to achieve each day and how long it ought to take. It may not be a great way to live. It's certainly not attractive. But there it is. This doesn't mean, however, that I always stick to my plan of what I'm meant to be doing. On the contrary, I waste at least as much time as anyone else. It just upsets me more. As a result, I'm always dreaming up new ways of trying to waste less of it. I've not played a single game of Free Cell since I vowed solemnly to go on the wagon after a terrible binge about a year ago. But such strategies are pointless, as I just waste time on other things instead, mainly Twitter and eBay. I'm currently bidding for 2 strange military wooden boxes, which I'm praying I do not win, as that would mean wasting even more time driving across London to pick them up. Given my history, imagine how cheered I was recently to stumble on an article in the Harvard Business Review called "Building Resilience by Wasting Time." Slightly unpromisingly, it turns out to be written by Jane McGonigal, a woman who designs computer games, on which more time has been wasted than anything else. On Angry Birds alone, the world is estimated to have wasted 300 million minutes a day, a number so high I feel upset even saying it. Yet according to Ms. McGonigal, it's not all a waste. Indeed, a small amount of time playing Angry Birds can make us more resilient. So too can looking at images of cute kittens and clicking our fingers repeatedly. To reach this odd conclusion, she's immersed herself in research from neuroscientists, doctors, and psychologists, and found that time wasting can be good when it boosts us in one of 4 ways: physically, mentally, emotionally, or socially. The first way is easy. Getting up from our desks and going for a walk shakes us out of our physical torpor. Even I don't hate myself when I do that. More surprising is what she suggests for a mental boost: snapping our fingers exactly 50 times, which apparently increases willpower. The same result can be achieved in a less antisocial way by counting back from 100 in sevens. I've just taken a break from this paragraph to try it and can report that it's just hard enough to be quite fun and leaves you feeling agreeably virtuous. In my next break, I plan to count backwards from 200 in 13s. I'm rather looking forward to it. For the emotional lift, Ms. McGonigal wants us to stare at pictures of baby animals. I've never understood all the mooning over puppies and kittens that goes on, but I've given it a go just now. Much to my shame and surprise, I found myself grinning stupidly at a picture of a yellow Labrador puppy. As a further test, I've just shown the picture to a hard-bitten colleague. "Ah," he said, the blank look on his face replaced by a beatific smile. But puppies alone are not enough. "We do not just need good emotion," she says. "We need a sprinkling of bad in a ratio of 3 to 1. This is where Angry Birds comes in. I'll have to take her at her word for this. I do not dare go down that road for fear of never coming back again. Instead, I've tried another way of achieving the right emotional balance by looking at one picture of Jimmy Savile to every 3 of puppies. I'm not sure that this was a good idea. I now feel sick and have had to take another break to go to the vending machine for a Kit Kat to remove the bad taste." When it comes to time wasting that boosts us socially, the best way, she says, is to shake hands with someone for a full 6 seconds, which is meant to lift our oxytocin levels. I've just tried pumping the hand of my office spouse while he timed it on his mobile. When I finally let go, he said he wasn't sure about his oxytocin, but he did feel he'd just been the victim of harassment. Just when I was thinking of adopting those of Ms. McGonagall's tips I rather like, and substituting more puppies and counting backwards for the vortex of Twitter, I've just noticed the following sentence. I've made it a personal goal to waste at least 4 minutes every hour. 4 minutes? As one who can waste 4 hours on a bad day, I have no option but to reject out of hand all advice from such a hopeless amateur.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.